I know you're all here for item one, I mean for item 25, but there, we don't have any intention of taking that up much earlier. These times on our meeting notice are just guidelines, they aren't set in stone. So we may get to it earlier than that, we may not. But we're going to try to move through the rest of the agenda relatively quickly, hopefully, and we can get to the one which I think most of you are here on item 25. So with that, let's go to item one.
Item number one, from the Chief Financial Officer, Milwaukee Public Museum, submitting quarterly financial updates. This item was also considered by the Committee on Parks, Energy, and Environment. That committee took no action. It is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Go ahead.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Thank you for having us this morning. I'm Mike Bernatz. I'm the Chief Financial Officer for the Milwaukee Public Museum. What you've been given is a quarterly report, as we always do, on the status of the Milwaukee Public Museum. As you know, through your efforts last year, we were able to make some significant changes with the museum that are reflected in those financial results. We're showing for the year that we had $19.2 million of revenue and an $8.7 million change in net assets. In that $8.7 million, though, is the impact of major one-time events that occurred, including $3 million input towards the pension plan, the museum's donor commitments of $4.5 million to remove the, or to eliminate eventually the outstanding term debt that the museum has. And then there was about another $1.6 million in one-time changes of actuarial estimates for the pension and retiree medical. So if you, those total about $9.1 million in total. So without those, the museum would have had about a net deficit of around $400,000 for last year. We had attendance of about 475,000 in total. We had a number of programs, as you know, that a lot of education and outreach with the community, with involved in our learning journeys. We're having every single third grader in the MPS system coming through the museum as part of that, learning about math and science. We had over 5,000 through that program this last year. Another 6,000 attended the museum through the internet. We have a distance learning program where we put on various sorts of education programs that kids in classrooms participate not only all over the country but from all over the world. Everybody with an internet connection can connect with the museum and enjoy one of our programs, education programs, that we put on during the year. So as we move forward here, our work continues on making improvements to your Milwaukee Public Museum. We are working diligently on a new permanent exhibit that we've temporarily called Ancient Civilizations, Ancient Worlds. That will be opening up not this spring, but the following spring in 2015. And
excuse me, I'll stop you for a second. There's been some of the supervisors are having a little bit difficulty hearing. I know the crowd's being pretty quiet, but if you guys could just keep it down, because this isn't the greatest microphone system, so as best you can, not talk. If you want to have a conversation, please take it out to the hall. Thank you.
In addition, we're bringing back another version of Body Worlds that will open to the public February 6th and run through the middle of June. And we have now a new program in place, as you know, with visitors to the museum. First Thursdays of every month will be free to Milwaukee County residents. $2 off on every ticket every day throughout the year, and as well 3 months from September, October, November each year, where all classroom children will be able to come free to the museum during those 90 days. So hopefully we'll be able to benefit everyone in the county who previously could only come on a Monday, but now we've got a much more diverse program to be able to get residents in and be able to see what we've got. So I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Does anyone have any questions or comments, Mr. Burnett? Supervisor Roma West and Supervisor Jerzyk.
I apologize because I was having a hard time hearing, but did you discuss how the Scoop on Poop was doing? I keep driving by all the billboards, and my daughter's was pointing it out to me the other day, and she goes, "What's that about?" And I explained it to her, and I was just wondering how, in the grand scheme of things, was that working out for us?
It's a very small exhibit, but it's a very well done exhibit. The people who have gone, we've got nothing but positive feedback. Obviously, we would always like more people to be going than have been going, and you know, the time this time coming up over the next 2-3 weeks when people are off from school and is a real peak time for us from a visitor standpoint. So we expect to see quite a few over that period.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Jerzyk?
I just want to thank you for the reports. Very thorough and ongoing. You know, there was a fair amount of news recently about the cultures and the public policy forum report, estimating that we've got $300 million in deficits with regard to our cultures. And I just think, you know, you've been a good partner. I want to state that. I think there will always be a role for public-private partnerships, and at least speaking for myself, I appreciate your cooperation, and I want to give you cooperation. To me, the cultures are much more important than basketball arenas and those kinds of things, and these are what I value, and I think on behalf of my constituents, I think that's what they value as well. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And as everyone knows, I've been a long-time board member now, a number of years. But if not for now, maybe for the next report, I guess we're always looking upon, you know, what we get for the money that we put into all these different institutions. I agree very much with my colleague about public-private partnerships, and then we need to work together. And we've done that, I think, very well with our cultural institutions that we did in our last budget, for example. So my specific question would be, maybe the next time you come with your quarterly report, it's always, we see all these numbers, but maybe it's always good to see where we've come. For example, what was our debt 5 years ago? What is it now? What is our net value right now? Okay, and what is it now? What line of credit do we have we didn't have before? I think those are significant things to mention to show that indeed, and I like sometimes too, we kept many of these institutions open when they were challenged because we said what it does for our children in education. You know, a special program, we had 5,000 third grade students from MPS. I mean, these are kind of the good things that we should need to publish and let people know what was actually going on. So those would just be my comments. Thank you.
Supervisor Stamper?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I also appreciate this report, Mr. Bernays, and also appreciate the incentives you have for the community moving forward for next year. I know I asked this question in Parks, but could you relate to my colleagues the status of the Discovery World and run those same numbers that you ran past in committee as far as the square footage and what's available?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors. The Discovery World building that's attached to the museum, I think, as most of you know, has been sitting vacant since 2006 when Discovery World moved to the lakefront. It's been an issue for us this whole time in terms of trying to get something to happen with that building. I am happy to say that the parties did finally come together. We had a donor who was willing to provide the funding for us to acquire that facility. That transaction, along with your agreement to move the ground lease from Discovery World to us, because you all own the ground under the building, so we have now completed that transaction. MPM now owns that facility. It is a four-story, 40,000 square foot facility. It's 10,000 feet per floor. And right now, we are just planning in the short term to just use it for temporary storage of things that we have in some outside warehouse space that we'd like to be able to get out of and save that money. In the long term, we've talked about actually taking that building down and creating a new entrance to the museum, one that would be safe for bus drop-offs and not have to have people on the street, safe for mothers and kids in strollers and obviously people who are in needs of dealing with wheelchairs and all that, and make it much safer entrance for the museum. So that's the long term, but it'll obviously take a long time for us to raise the funds to make that transition.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to receive and place this report on file.
Any further questions or discussion? If not, would you take the roll on Supervisor Johnson's motion?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place on file prevails.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Next item.